A kingdom of different principles. Christ was establishing a kingdom on different principles. He called men, not to authority, but to service, the strong to bear the infirmities of the weak. Power, position, talent, education, place their possessor under greater obligation to serve. The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. The principle on which Christ acted is to actuate the members of the church, his body. In the kingdom of Christ, those are greatest who follow the example he has given. The words of Paul reveal the true dignity and honor of the Christian life. Though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. In matters of conscience, no one is to control another's mind or prescribe his duty. God gives to every soul freedom to think, and to follow his own convictions. In matters where principle is involved, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. The angels of heaven do not come to earth to rule and to exact homage, but to cooperate with men in uplifting humanity. The principles and words of the Savior's teaching dwelt in the memory of the beloved disciple to his latest days. The burden of John's testimony was, "This is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." This spirit pervaded the early church. After the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.